Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work. When you go to church. When you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
We didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen. So in the future, if we want to keep doing something, we need to know why something stopped in the past that we wanted to keep it going.
Zeke, I'm in.
Captain?
You were right. The skylight was a window pane.
But that's serious interference.
Weird. It's some kind of modal.
Looks like old code.
It feels really familiar.
Drop a pin. I'll signal for backup.
I'm gonna check it out.
Bugs? If the General finds out we've been fishing...
A quick peek can't hurt.
Did you hear that? Shit, I think our signal was traced. Bugs, this feels like a trap.
I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see.
They must have been founding members of the Flat Earth Society. They would not have believed that the world was round. We built a space program almost overnight, and 12 years later, we were walking on the moon. I'm open to all sorts of new ideas. Maybe better ideas. To make sure that we deal with climate change in a way that promotes jobs and homes. Nobody has a monopoly on what is a very hard problem, but I don't have much patience for anyone who denies that this challenge is real. We don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society.
This world is not what you think it is.
Remember. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
This is not your Bijimu. This is not your Bijimu.
If this fact was made known to the world at large, just this one fact has the power to completely transform the world and everyone in it for the better. Holistically, in a myriad of ways. Our rulers are well aware of this. And that is exactly why this truth has been held from us so expertly for so long. It is about the truth of who we are, where we come from, the actual position and significance of humans, Earth, the sun, moon, and stars. The fact is, the Earth is flat and motionless.
And that is the revelation that will finally break the Matrix.
just our common sense everyday perception of the Earth. It is flat as far as we can tell. It is motionless as far as we can tell. And everything in the sky is revolving around us as far as we can tell. If nobody told us otherwise, we'd logically assume that the Earth was flat, motionless, with everything in the sky revolving around us. And you can prove that this is the case as well, for instance, with the horizon. As you rise up, no matter how high you go on the top of Mount Everest, or if you go in a balloon higher and higher, 20 miles up and higher, we've gotten independent balloons have gone up with cameras, the horizon remains flat all the way around and rises to the eye of the camera all the way up. Now, if the Earth were a ball, no matter how big, the horizon is said to be the curvature of the ball.
The curvature of the ball.
If you were to go to NASA, it's all fraud, it's all fake. Pretty much everything NASA puts out is fraudulent. There are no images of Earth from space. Put an end to this topic once and for all, turn the Hubble round and show us Earth in real time, but they will not do it. They can't do it. It doesn't exist. It literally doesn't exist. Looking at these images of Earth, including the one they call the Big Blue Marble, which was released in 2002, I think, zoom into it with Photoshop, you'll see where they've used the clone tool in Photoshop to take a picture of one of the clouds and stamp it in various places around the picture. They got lazy.
If the Earth is 25,000 miles in circumference, there must exist a curvature drop of 8 inches times the mile when you square the mile. 1 mile means there should be an 8-inch curvature drop. 2 miles, 2 times 2 times 8 is 32. That's 32-inch drop. 3 miles would be a 72-inch drop. And this would exponentially continue. Here's the longest bridge in the world. The Danyang Kongchong Grand Bridge in China. 102.4 miles long. There should exist nearly 7,000 feet of curvature drop in that bridge. 7,000 foot curvature drop. Do you see it? It ain't there. Look at the horizon. It's flat.
You can see in that dive shot that the inside camera, the horizon is completely flat. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to the outside, and you got a huge curve. But when you're looking at some of the amateur balloon footage, some of it's lens corrected, and it's completely flat. And others, like the GoPro stuff, the horizon will fluctuate as the camera spins and tilts. The horizon will go convex and concave, a lens effect. It's obviously not the horizon shifting every 2 seconds as the camera jumps.
Yeah.
And when it's still, you can see all the way up, totally flat. NASA is essentially Hollywood, and all the images that you think you've seen of a spinning ball Earth are faked. And all the amateur balloon and rocket footage that we've sent up there shows a flat horizon that rises all the way up. And that's impossible on a ball.
Humans, for the most part, don't have a clue. They don't want one or need one either. They're happy. They think they have a good bead on things.
But why the big secret? People are smart. They can handle it.
The person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it. 1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat.
Imagine what you know.
The horizon, for instance, is always completely flat, and you don't feel any motion. So if you were just born today and looked out, you wouldn't assume that you're standing on a spinning ball. You'd assume that you are on a flat, motionless plane. So to assume that we are on a spinning ball is actually contrary to our common sense and our everyday experience. And there's also experiments that have been done to test whether we're on a spinning ball or not.
My question was, why, if it's a flat Earth, why couldn't you stand on the coast of California with a telescope and see Japan or Hawaii or something? And I think you know the answer to that. I'll let you answer that.
Yeah. You can't see an unlimited distance. The lowest layer is the densest and not transparent. So if you imagine like a hot, humid day, the haze over a road, all telescopes will eventually blur out in that same kind of way due to the air. So no, you can't see an infinite distance.
Is the Earth flat or round? It's round. Okay, now let's see, how do we go about proving that? Go to the seashore. Go to a seashore.
Watch as ships sail away. They don't disappear all at once. No, first, the bottom will disappear. See, the bottom of the ship is gone. Now we can see midway up, and then the whole thing disappears. Now, ships came back. They didn't fall off the table. So people realized that the world is curved. I mean, it's a big curve, but it's curved. So, the process of testing claims, the world is flat, the world is round, is what we call science. Now, if you have a claim that can't be tested, that's what we call pseudoscience. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof.
Boats don't disappear over the curvature of the horizon. Boats disappear due to perspective. All you have to do is go to the beach, watch a boat disappear from your eye, and then whip out your telescope, your binoculars, or your high-powered zoom on your camera, and you can pull the entire boat right back into view. Whole mass and all. Yeah, that's right. You think the boat disappeared? Just whip out your telescope, your binoculars, or your zoom camera. You bring the entire boat back into view, completely debunking everything Coy just told you. And here's my video proof.
Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof.
Imagine that. You can debunk the curvature of the Earth yourself with just a simple zoom on your camera. Bye-bye, little boat.
The flat Earth? Well, that didn't stand up to tests. The round Earth did.
And you guys, come on. Everybody watches newscasts. You all use mobile phones. You all see airplanes fly around. You all go to see Ed Sheeran in concert one day in London, another day in Melbourne, Australia. This all depends on our fundamental understanding of the size of the Earth and its shape with extraordinary precision.
What the fuck did you just say?
The way we teach science is you're just some empty vessel and we pour the science into you and then you regurgitate it on an exam.
Right. Because Earth, we know it spins once a day, yes?
Off to a great start.
So you spin, you know, when you spin pizza dough, it kind of flattens out. Gets wider in the middle, and so Earth, throughout its life, even when it formed, it was spinning, and it got a little wider at the equator than it does at the pole. Not only that, it's slightly wider below the equator than above the equator.
A little chubbier. Yeah.
Chubby's a good word. It's like pear-shaped.
Yeah.
So, it turns out the pear-shapedness is bigger than the height of Mount Everest above sea level. Well, let me just, so you understand. We've been fed a lie our entire... I don't want to call it a lie. We've been fed...
It's a point of view thing, I think.
Earth has been misrepresented to us by...
Science!
Pear-shaped. Pear-shaped.
Science!
So they're all trying to figure out, is the universe spinning around us, or are we spinning around the universe? They tell you. We don't know shit. We're looking at a bunch of lights in the goddamn sky. You're gonna tell me that that light and that light, that's 250 trillion light years away? How the fuck did you figure that out?
Well, don't they have an explanation for that shit?
No, exactly. That's what What you just said now is what everyone's natural reaction. Because anytime someone says anything about space, you automatically think, someone figured it out. You don't know the guy's name. You don't know the name of the experiment. You didn't look into it yourself. You just think, when someone tells you, how far is the Earth from the sun? They'll say, 93 million miles away. Like, you just...
Right.
You everybody relies on... Someone figured that out and someone double-checked it. You're going on what you read. And right now, cosmology, they don't know what the fuck to do. You know what they found out? The cosmic microwave background shows that all the galaxies are on shelves lined up to us. That we are this. We're at the fucking center. They don't know what to think about. Yeah, there's a lot of controversy going on about it.
Well, you should see the stars do all sorts of strange motions, but you don't. You only see them make these perfect circles. That tells me that it's the stars that are moving, not the Earth.
The Copernicus principle, the one that we live by, is that we're insignificant, we mean nothing, we're a speck in the universe. That's the heliocentric model, that we go around the sun. The geocentric model means that everything goes around us. That's what this is in the Bible, that's what the first astronomers were saying. Ptolemy was the first one to say, yeah, we are the center. You can tell, based on these observations, everything's revolving around us.
Earth is the center of the universe, and we stand still, and the universe spins around us.
You know what? They've lied so much. NASA's lied so goddamn much that I don't believe shit they
see. Said. They've got that satellite image of that frozen moon. What's that frozen moon?
Oh, let me see if that's CGI. Find that frozen. They got a picture of a frozen fucking moon. I guarantee you it's CGI. No way they could take a picture.
Heliocentric models of trouble. Watch as the sunlight shrinks and follows the sun. It's definitely a locally illuminating sun, not far away, not very big, and definitely not 93 million miles away.
There's a place in Bolivia called Salar del Uyuni, which is a salt flat. It's literally 100 miles wide one way and 80 miles across. And it's perfectly flat. And when it rains, you get an inch of water and it looks like a perfect mirror. Now, how does that happen on a sphere? Yeah, it shows you that, you know, if you're one end of this salt flat, you can see perfectly clearly the other end 100 miles away. So it's just showing you that, the Earth is flat, and without the effect of the waves in the sea, you'll be able to see a whole lot further. A picture across the Great Lakes from Michigan, and was able to see, I believe it was Chicago, which he shouldn't have been able to see. And the television station basically said it was a mirage.
I found this photo, Randmuir State Park. This is from Joshua Nowicki, and what you're seeing here is a mirage. We typically would not be able to see this from the Lake Michigan shore. We talked about this last night. Conditions are right on the lake that we're actually seeing a mirage of the Chicago skyline.
Warning, warning, bullshit alert.
very interesting here. Here's what's happening. This is a good example of a superior mirage. So Joshua was on the Lake Michigan shore. He was looking towards the west, and Chicago's beyond the horizon. Should not be able to see it. However, with the right conditions, we have an inversion. We have cold air near the cold lake water and some relatively warmer air above it. This will bend the image of that skyline back towards the viewer. And so typically we would not be able to see this. This image would be viewable from much, much higher in the sky.
They always say it's a mirage, but for a mirage to happen, you have to have very specific atmospheric conditions. You know, it's not a mirage, it's simply that you're looking across a plain.
Now, how come in all these ball pictures, man, you can see all the continents pretty much, and there's just a little bit of clouds here and there. Man, it's like some of these pictures, like there's some where they show the Earth at night and you can see all the lights and stuff. It's like, you're telling me the entire continent didn't have clouds? The entire fucking continent, like you can see Africa and all these lights and all this stuff. Like, you know, if you turn on your porch light, I guess you can see it from space, apparently. And it's like there's no clouds in some of these pictures.
And they spelled out the word sex, right, recently, probably a few months ago, in one of the clouds.
But, you know, if they do their research, they say, well, those are composites. And I said, well, how come they copy and paste the clouds on some of these? And they use the same cloud form. Like, if you're going to make a composite, but you shouldn't be copying and pasting clouds. That means you're adding stuff that's not real.
Yeah, and the thing is, those pictures that you're talking about, the blue marble pictures, you know, I think there's about maybe 8 to 10 of them over time that NASA has put out. And you're absolutely right. None of those pictures look the same. The color of the water is different. Like you said, the continents are different sizes. It's just unbelievable. And I think what happened originally was they would put these things out and nobody was paying any attention to it. You know, and then all of a sudden now people are paying attention to it, and now they're pulling these pictures in, and it's an obvious fraud.
What?
And the thing is, there's supposedly tens of thousands of satellites orbiting Earth. We can't get any close-ups of Earth. We can't get a view of Australia with the buildings upside down.
And they'll look at you like you're crazy. But really, you're the same one for asking real questions. They're the fucking idiots for just repeating school book bullshit. That's how it works. I was taught school book bullshit in public school, and somehow I was able to break free and free my mind. You know how I did it? I watched NASA rockets explode a bunch of times. Fly off sideways and not go to space.
If you watch the trajectory of the space shuttle, it doesn't go straight up. It always goes in a curve and out to sea. The point is, they actually go horizontal. The space shuttle goes horizontal. It never goes any further up. It goes horizontal, very, very low down in the atmosphere. You know, it's still in the atmosphere while it's horizontal, so it never gets any higher. And it goes out of sight, not because it goes too high, because it goes too far downrange. And they have a plane that's mocked up to look like a space shuttle, it's a jet-powered aircraft. That's it. It's not a glider. It's an aircraft. And that's what they're fooling us, taking billions of dollars in and giving us images and fake planes for that 10 billion, you know, however many billions of dollars it is. what goes up must come down. And literally, we have not ever seen anything that has ever gone up and not come down.
One thing I really want your generation to embrace is that the Earth is a closed system. We cannot leave the Earth. There's no place to go.
Rockets don't have brakes. It literally stopped. All of that angular momentum from the rotation of the rocket and the linear momentum from flying up just stopped. No, it had to have hit something. What would it hit? If it hit a solid surface, the rocket would have been destroyed. Most likely the camera too, so we wouldn't have the footage, and obviously that's not the case.
It's a long fly ball going back, and the ball shatters the sky, bringing the ocean itself down into the stadium. Oh, Simpson just broke this dream's reality wide open.
I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now.
There's no place to go.
Although we weren't able to shatter that highest, hardest glass ceiling this time, thanks to you, it's got about 18 million cracks in it.
And it may be hard to see tonight, but we are all standing under a glass ceiling right now.
People figured out that we were an enclosed system. The more advanced we got, it would be the biggest thought on our minds. That's all we care about. You could make a wildlife reserve 1,000 miles square. All people, you know, all human beings would do is just be knocking on the fence constantly, going, "What? Why is this fence here? Who built the fence? Why are we in here?" And so on and so on.
Why do you think that Truman has never come close to discovering the true nature of his world until now?
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented.
Earth.
If you start here and you go around long enough in the same direction, you wind up in the place you started from. Yes, Thomas.
Why don't we fall off when we walk underneath, Miss Sarah?
Because of a force called gravity.
What does gravity look like?
Gravity is something we can't see, but we know it's a great invisible force that keeps us all here on Earth. It's a natural force that keeps us all from flying off into space.
We were always told that the world is flat.
You are told right. Don't listen to her. I've been patient with you, Sarah. Lord knows I've been patient, but now your words have revealed you.
The law of gravity was discovered by Sir Isaac Newton in 1687. That's almost 200 years ago, Uncle Evan.
But there is only one law. The law of God.
What is gravity?
You have no idea. Okay, next question.
Wow.
No, here's the difference. We can describe gravity. Okay. We can say what it does to other things. We can measure it, predict with it. But when you start asking, like, what it is... I don't know. Einstein, in an Einsteinian answer, we would say gravity is the curvature of space and time. And that, and objects will follow the curvature of space-time, and we interpret that as a force of gravity. That's probably the best answer I can give to a what is gravity question, or why is there gravity. That's the best I can do there. I think that's a good start.
The world is round.
What?
You know how everybody believes the world is flat, like a pancake? Well, they're all wrong. The world is actually round, like an orange.
The world is an orange. And?
And? Well, that's it. It's a great idea. It's one of my best ones.
Yeah, but what kind of orange? Is it a navel or a juicer? What?
Look, just sleep on it. In the morning, the idea will come to you again, and you won't even remember where you got it. Get it?
Got it.
Good. I must say, I really thought you'd catch on to this a little quicker, Copernicus.
What? My name's not Copernicus. I'm Charlene Sinclair.
You're not Copernicus? This isn't 16th century Poland? Oh boy, I screwed up.
How do you brainwash? You repeat the same thing over and over again. You know, if somebody's resisting the concept, if you keep fucking repeating it, they'll incorporate it in their brain. Since you were a kid, you've seen this image. But you've never seen it from that point of view. But yet your brain has three-dimensionalized. Oh yeah, that's the Earth. How? Through repetition.
Well, let's just all get on our hands and knees and wait for a scientist or an astronaut to come along, or Neil deGrasse Tyson to come along and bestow upon us their knowledge.
Now, as you can see, this is the evolution meter, and I've put God, the creator of everything, on the right side, and evolution
on the left.
I won't change my mind, because I don't have to, because I'm an American. I'm dug in, and I'll never change.
Mac, look, you're wasting our time. You're not going to get us to not believe in evolution.
And why is that?
Because the smartest scientists in the entire world all agree that it's real.
I'm glad you brought that up. Mr. Reynolds, these were all the smartest scientists. Only problem is, they kept being wrong!
This is insane, you fool!
I'm a fool because I have more faith in the saints that wrote the Bible?
Yeah, because you just read the words of a bunch of guys that you never met, and you just take it on faith that everything they wrote was true.
And what makes you think what your scientists are writing is any more truer than my saints?
Because there are volumes of proven data, numbers, figures.
Have you pored through the data yourself? The numbers, the figures?
Well, no, no.
Oh, interesting. So let me get this straight, Mr. Reynolds. You get your information from a book written by men you've never met, and you take their words as truth based on a willingness to believe, a desire to accept, a leap of, dare I say it, faith?
Come on. Look, I mean, I don't even know how I'm supposed to respond to that. Like, come on.
I rest my case.
Matter tells space how to curve. Did I get that right?
The science community is ignoring a lot of the things that we're looking at. And so normal people are going out and doing experiments. And one of the experiments has turned up an amazing fact that we've not been told, and it destroys the whole idea of this heliocentric system. And that is the moon. Now, you can actually measure the temperature of the moonlight next to the temperature of the shade of the moonlight, and you'll find the moonlight is colder than the shade, the opposite from the sun. So the moon is throwing out its own light, and that light is the opposite from the sun. Now, that tells you that it's not reflecting the sun's light. Uh-huh. It's producing its own, and its light is different from the sun's. So, you know, the scientific community have not told us this, because they won't tell us this, because it destroys this idea that the sun is lighting up the moon.
Everyone knows, like, if you're in sunlight, it's colder in the shade, right? So if it's 100 degrees right. in the sun, it's 90 degrees in shade. You go to the moonlight, like especially in a full moon, especially if it's high in the sky. The moon is its own independent object. It is not reflecting the sun rays. The sun is its own object. Also, you know, about the same size, which is, you know, again, coincidentally, you know, why the moon fits so perfectly in front of the sun during an eclipse. We always thought it was a coincidence that even though it was 400 times farther away, that it was also exactly 400 times less diameter, which is why it fits. And the other weird thing about the moon, which everyone thinks, oh, it's just a coincidence, is that we never see the other side of it. It's constantly perfectly rotating, so we only see one side of the moon. Exactly one side. It's not like we have like a quarter of a degree every 5 years or half a degree here and there. It's always the same side. There are no coincidences when it comes to this system. It was deliberately built, but I think it was deliberately built to be detected. And I think we were naturally supposed to figure this thing out maybe as late as the 1970s, but the government figured it out first, and they have been spending a heck of a lot of money trying to keep it a secret.
When I look at the people who signed the Antarctic Treaty, and all the nations that were down there doing whatever they were doing signed a treaty, and I believe it was 1958 or somewhere thereabouts, saying, nope, nobody can stake a claim to Antarctica, and if you're going to go down there, you can only go down there for scientific reasons under carefully restricted guidance, but it's not a free-for-all. Nobody can just, you know, hey, I'm going to go check out Antarctica and do a high jump of my own. Nope, can't do it.
It's the only treaty that all these countries have signed and never broken and completely agreed on. It's the only one. What treaty is there that everybody's agreed on? We're being kept away from it for a reason. You know, they have some scientific bases there, yeah, and literally it's controlled by the military because they don't want you finding out what's beyond.
During three voyages lasting 3 years and 8 days, Captain Cook and crew sailed a total of 60,000 miles along the Antarctic coastline, never once finding an inlet or path through or beyond the massive glacial wall. So the other question is, well, how come ships don't go off the sea? If it's flat, how come ships don't fall off the edge? Well, here's why you don't fall off the edge. It's a 200 to 300 foot high wall that is the border that scripture says is keeping everything in. Nothing's going past that.
Because they don't want you finding out what's beyond.
Personally, I think the unconquered South Face is the only one worth scaling. It's a 20,000 foot sheer wall of ice. But that's never stopped me before. Risk? Of course I'm aware of the risks. Thank you for your concern.
Here's the picture of the Earth from space. There it is. Since you were a kid, you've seen this image. But you've never seen it from that point of view. You've never seen that with your eyes from that scale. Of a model, that point of view, from outside of the planet's surface. Well, here's the first image that sold the whole thing. 1482, this is when they came up with this idea. We are on that thing, it's a ball. Hey, we should go to the North and the South Pole. We didn't do it yet, it's a fucking ball. Hey, nobody's even like jumped up high enough to see if it is a ball. They can't do that, we don't have planes yet, it's a ball. You know what, we adopted this whole model like 400 or 500 years before the airplane. 400 years before the airplane, pretty much. We were in the beginning of the 1900s. They went to the North Pole in the 1900s. This is 1482. Nobody went to the top of the globe, to the bottom, or flew up, or built a skyscraper. It's funny that we said that this is what we're in right now. This is what we're on before any instrument approved. This is the first time we actually had like an instrument of flight. Actually go high enough to actually fucking check out if what we agreed to 500 years ago was real. So if they were wrong after 500 years, the question is, would what they tell you. Newtonian physics. Why objects move on a ball spinning 1,000 miles an hour while it's going 26,000 miles around the sun. Basically, the model we're accepting right now.
The sailor thinks that he's traveling around the Earth this way, when in effect he's traveling around the Earth this way.
They began flying it around the world from Abu Dhabi last year, with stops in India and China, then across the vast Pacific.
Does running around your neighborhood prove that the neighborhood is round?
I was an airline pilot for Delta for 26 years. A pilot's primary flight instrument is his artificial horizon, which he has to be maintained level to keep from climbing and descending. From a cockpit, weather permitting, I could see hundreds of miles in all directions, viewing cities connected by roads across the flat plain as far as the eye could see. Nothing ever leaned.
If a pilot is flying around the curve of the Earth, then he should be dipping the nose down, and every 5 minutes he should be dipping the nose down to stay around the curve. Yeah. That's absolute proof that a plane flies over a flat surface rather than a curved one. But I went to the manufacturer of the artificial horizon, and they confirmed to me that it's completely mechanical. Nothing electronic in it whatsoever. So it's literally just a gyroscope that can freely move. That right there is proof to me that planes fly over a plane.
Flat Earthers, it's time. We are going to destroy the Globehead's arguments concerning flight routes.
When you go onto the plane tracking software, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of flights over the Northern Hemisphere, and you can track those flights from beginning to end. When you look at any flight in the Southern Hemisphere, what you'll find is the flight takes off and disappears off the tracking.
And that only leaves why. Why have they done this? What's the point of this grand deception? I think Eric Dubay explains it best.
People are always asking, why do they do this? Other than the obvious profit margin motive, NASA being the biggest black budget black hole in existence, sucking in over $30 billion taxpayer money for the fake moon landings alone. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, hundreds of billions of dollars, and not just NASA, but RASA and all the other fake space organizations around the world, giving CGI images for hundreds of billions of dollars.
You want to put something in context? If you want to do something with $3.5 trillion, you can do whatever you want. Whatever you judge to be important to the profile of the nation that you are trying to build and to sustain.
So by surreptitiously indoctrinating us into their scientific materialist sun worship, not only do we lose faith in anything beyond the material, we gain absolute faith in materiality, superficiality, status, selfishness, hedonism, and consumerism. If there's no God and everyone's just an accident, then all really matters is me, me, me. So they've turned Madonna, the mother of God, into the material girl living in a material world.
It's all about making us feel nothing, so that we can be used. If everybody realized how special we all are, how unique every single life is, then this whole world would change overnight. We wouldn't allow ourselves to be used by this cabal.
I start from the supposition that the world is topsy-turvy, that things are all wrong, that the wrong people are in jail, and the wrong people are out of jail. That the wrong people are in power, that the wealth is distributed in this country and the world in such a way as not simply to require small reform, but to require a drastic reallocation of wealth. All we have to do is think about the state of the world today and realize that things are all upside down. Now, if you don't think, if you just listen to TV and read scholarly things, you actually begin to think that things are not so bad, or that just little things are wrong. But you have to get a little detached and then come back and look at the world, and you are horrified. Now, as soon as you say the topic is civil disobedience, you're saying our problem is civil disobedience. That is not our problem. Our problem is civil obedience.
I think our society is run by insane people for insane objects, objectives. And I think that's what I sussed when I was 16 and 12, way down the line. But I expressed it differently all through my life. It's the same thing I'm expressing all the time. But now I can put it into that sentence that I think we're being run by maniacs for maniacal ends, you know. If anybody can put on paper what our government and the American government, etc., and the Russian, Chinese, what they are actually trying to do, you know, and how, what they think they're doing, I'd be very pleased to know what they think they're doing. I think they're all insane. You know, but I'm liable to be put away as insane for expressing that. You know, that's what's insane about it.
If I say that the world is round and someone else says it's flat, that's worth reporting.
Should we still debate whether the earth is flat?
Like they used to think the sun went around the earth. Everybody's, hey, that scientist, you know, he's so smart.
Other science refuted it.
Right, but back then, like everybody at that time thought that guy was smart. Why at this time do we think that the earth goes around the sun?
There's an overwhelming science that the earth was flat, and there was an overwhelming science that
you'll learn over time
that we were the center of the world.
Just taking an authority's word for it, and all we're saying is be skeptical.
Sure.
And while you're being skeptical, there's a bunch of evidence that's totally against the mainstream version. And while you're being skeptical and looking at that evidence, you start compiling more and more of the evidence until you become like me. You know the truth. I don't believe the earth is flat and motionless. I know it is.
There was a lot of things that I thought I knew that now suddenly turned out to be completely different. They can't just impose stuff on us. They have to tell us about it and wait for our consent. And silence is considered consent.
If the sun was 93 million miles away, you wouldn't see that. We see in perspective. That is, the horizon is at our eye level. And as things recede from us, they tend to converge to the center of that horizon line, to a place that's known as the vanishing point. The sun rotates around us and only appears to rise and set because of the way our vision works. Preconception that the sun rises and sets, but rather moves further away.
The images of your world with curves or as a ball are CGI. You've seen those images all your life. They're paintings, they're computer-generated images, or a little of both. Anything with a curve, and the earth is a fake. It's a fraud. You have never, with your naked eyes, ever seen the earth as a ball from space. You never have. But you just have blind faith that that's what it looks like.
If the Earth were actually a big ball, the horizon should sink as you ascend, not rise to your eye level. And it would dip at each end of your periphery, not remain flat all around. The horizon rising with the camera level and remaining perfectly flat 360 degrees around.
All the ancient cultures from the beginning of time have depicted a flat kind of enclosed Earth. So we have this flat Earth cosmology all the way up into the 1900s when a big push was made to live on this round spinning ball flying around the sun. They are basically placing us on a speck of dust flying through infinite space where it was made from this accidental Big Bang. And we really don't mean very much, and everything is kind of an accident, and it kind of leads you into this mentality where things are meaningless. It doesn't matter what you do in life, but the more you research, the more you'll find that you can't prove the spinning ball Earth unless you're suffering from cognitive dissonance and you've been programmed your entire life. All scientific experiments show that we're being lied to about what mainstream science is saying about the Earth.
If a pilot is flying around the curve of the Earth, then he should be dipping the nose down every 5 minutes. He should be dipping the nose down to stay around the curve. Mm-hmm. That's absolute proof that a plane flies over a flat surface rather than a curved one.
A lot of people have these laser thermometers. Now, you can actually measure the temperature of the moonlight next to the temperature of the shade of the moonlight, and you'll find the moonlight is colder than the shade opposite from the sun. So the moon is throwing out its own light. The scientific community have not told us this.
Mainstream science says that we can see the curve visible at 35,000 feet, but when we're watching an amateur balloon flight without a fisheye lens or a wide-angle lens on it, there is no curve to be seen. And basically, if we were living on a ball or a sphere of any sort, no matter how high you rise, you would have to look down to see the horizon. Yet when you take these cameras to 100,000 feet, the horizon is still at eye level. That's inconsistent with any kind of spherical shape whatsoever.
The others, they've got smaller gatekeepers for the flat Earth that they've brought in to distort the message, and they give fake flat Earth arguments, hoping that you'll reach them before you reach someone like me, and then you'll hear their stupid arguments saying that gravity's real, but the flat Earth disk is constantly rising, and that's what causes us to, you know, things to fall. They'll give explanations like this, which to any sound-thinking person will totally reject, and then they'll totally reject the entire flat Earth model based on these little bits of disinformation that are being given. Information. 200 proofs Earth is not a spinning ball, and that's just 200. I came up with 200 because William Carpenter came up with 100 in the 1800s, and I wanted to double it. I could come up with 400 if you give me enough time and incentive. People are doing it right now.
Scientists vote that the Earth is flat.
Because it's actual, observable, testable, repeatable, natural science that we can do ourselves. The kind of science, in quotes, that you're getting from these figureheads is not observable, testable, repeatable, natural science that you can do yourself. It's stuff that they claim that only they can do with a Hubble telescope. Only we can take images, CGI images of fake planets with our Hubble telescope. You can't. Condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance. And I think that, you know, Einstein was right about that. I don't believe in anything, but I do investigate everything. I don't just take things at face value or take somebody's word for it. I want to know for myself. And if I can't know for myself, then I will happily be in the place of not knowing. They need to have some authority figure telling them answers, and they're going to believe that, and that makes them feel safe. But me, I'm the opposite, where I like to be skeptical, and I think everybody would be better off if they did that instead of just believing some authority figure that tells you you're on a spinning ball that was exploded out of the Big Bang and you're a monkey man that evolved. You know, it's ridiculous, and it's obvious why they're doing it. They want you to think you're a monkey, a purposeless accident that comes from nothing. while they steal $50 million of your tax money every day. The motive is obvious. CGI images of fake planets with our Hubble telescope. But you can take a regular telescope and you can see that the images they give you are complete nonsense, cartoons, and what it actually looks like is, you know, pulsating lights in the sky.
Okay, oh, that star is 700,000 light years away from that constellation. I was all into that. I was totally into it. I was super into anything space. Are you kidding? The Science Channel?
Oh my God. You had me. You had me so good.
With the CGI. With all those CGI DVDs. All those DVDs, BBC Nova, were floating in space, spinning around the sun, and the sun has got some gravitational pull on us, and we got the gravitational pull on the moon. Fish. That doesn't make sense. That's not science to me. When people talk about science this, science that, I go, explain to me how that is science. There's a force that's holding oceans, keeping it from spinning and flying off because it's spinning 1,000 miles an hour. But as soon as we get to a certain altitude, it's all magic. It's not science. All that's magic. Us floating in space and we're being connected to the sun. It has this force that's connected. That seems crazy. And we're flying through the universe, and the universe is endless. Like people say, well, if the earth is flat, where's the edge? Like, where's the edge of this motherfucking universe?
We're the center of the world.
Understanding what reality is very, very important to me. I think it should be important to everybody. And I think the more that people become perhaps what they call spiritually aware or awake, they're starting to see through things, how things have been manipulated and reality's been created for them.
If God forbid everybody came and started demanding answers, and once they can't provide those answers, people realize they are busted. It can't be a mistake. It can't be anything but the deception and control mechanism it is. Because people are waking up. And no matter how much they try to suppress this flat earth movement, oh, it's gonna keep moving one way or another. You can see it. People are waking up. So now, louder than ever, I can hear that clock. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
In other breaking news, the world is round, not flat.
Strange message on Mount Rubidoux. The words Google Flat Earth were found carved into the Riverside Hill in letters that were 10 feet long. Police talked to the person who did it. He's not facing charges yet. One possible explanation of the message: some still believe the world is flat, not round, and post about it online.
So you can check with theodolite lights and telescopes and different methods, lasers, to see if the Earth actually does have that curvature. And it's been tested over and over again and found to have no curvature whatsoever. So, I mean, even if they had the number wrong and it was 100,000 miles in circumference, there would still be calculable, measurable curvature that just isn't there. The only place curvature exists is in NASA photos and videos, and those can be proven to be CGI fakes. And the early ones were literally taken through a round window to make the Earth appear round. Literally taken through a round window to make the Earth appear round.
Oh, this is a shot from 130,000 miles out.
Mm-hmm.
It's from approaching the moon, looking back at the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the Earth, is that like another spacecraft?
No. But I have no idea what that is. It's some aberration on the film of some sort. Oh, those are shadows, I think.
A reflection, probably reflections that are just reflecting.
Run that back again, so I get another shot of it.
That's really good. Okay, turn off the camera. Your interview is done. I've given you all the time I'm going to give you.
Okie dokie. Good to meet you.
I don't say it's a pleasure.
Understand.
Please get your ass out of my house.
Okay.
And you came here under false pretenses, and I think you're an asshole.
Lying about going to the moon is a satanic lie.
Hey, of gigantic proportions.
I don't hit people, but you're going to be on the deck unless you get
I'm heading out. I appreciate it.
And get the hell out of my house.
Don't get a gun and shoot them at them before they get out of the office.
We have a video camera running if you want to do it.
Right.
That would be great footage for us. See you later. In court, I hope. Where you put a transparency over the window and move the camera of the earth and move the camera back away from the window, turn off the lights in the spacecraft, and appeared to be halfway to the moon when in fact they were in Earth orbit.
Huh, really?
Yeah, and they said it was the same way that you did it on Apollo 10. So we wanted to give you the opportunity to put your left hand on the Bible, to raise your right hand, to swear to God.
Stick it in your ear.
If you walked on the moon, we're given the opportunity to swear to God that you walked on the moon.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to get the hell knocked out of you so you don't leave me alone.
We found a very unique reel of footage that we have queued up to show you.
Yeah.
And it's from the mission. And to our knowledge, no one has ever seen it before. And it's 30 years old.
And you want me to see this while you have me on camera?
Well, and to tell us what it is.
Is that
correct? As you'll see, this tape.
Okay, well, I'm not interested in satisfying your suppositions when there's all this evidence that we did.
This proves, as you see, that you were using the window to demonstrate that you were halfway to the moon when you were...
Turn the camera off, please. Turn the camera off. Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. Why don't you talk to the administrator in NASA? We're passengers. We're guys going on a flight.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief. Did you see shooting stars? Did you see the shooting stars?
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of noise going on. So I don't know the results of some of the experiments they've conducted. The point is they can't get that far from here, and they're really in the protective confines of the Earth. They're really in the protective confines of the Earth. They're really in the protective confines of the Earth.
The International Space Crew attempted a spacewalk outside the station. Here's a live look at the astronauts. Well,
So this is photo trickery and brainwashing that's got the world thinking that we're on a ball spinning around the sun with a magical force called gravity holding us on the underside of this spinning ball. It's all just brainwashing that we've received. It's pseudoscience accepted as legit science. But real science has confirmed geocentricity in the flat Earth. Flat Earth. The best way to brainwash the whole world, to lie to the whole world about what the world is. In reality, we're not a cosmic accidental sneeze, nothingness turned everything. This is quite obviously intelligently designed, this thing we're experiencing here, this life, this universe. I can't believe anyone in their right mind can look me in the eyes with a straight face and say, no man, it's all random.
Be open-minded about this. This is very, very controversial and difficult to get your head round. The first of which is the scientific method, something that the scientific community doesn't seem to use these days. But the scientific method is where a theory or opinion is put forward that matches what we observe. The other thing we have to accept is how easily our minds, once they've been programmed or given a worldview, how easily those minds can be fooled.
used to dream. I used to glance beyond the stars. Now I don't know where we are.
Isn't spinning or orbiting or being dragged. The Earth is fixed and it's the stars that are moving.
People can't stand change. They don't like what they don't understand. We all have our own pursuit of happiness. Don't listen to someone's story then say, and what? You need more? Is their happiness not good enough for you? So you judge them like you know. True happiness brings happiness to others. We are all a family, separate family trees connected at the root. We are intelligent beings with the mind, body, and soul who truly want world peace. At least that's my goal. What happened to love? All I see is hate. The way we treat others on earth, death and chaos is our only fate. Every living thing has value and should be treated as such. We only have one earth, but act like we have so much. Do you not realize we are in control, not the 2% who so-called own the world because it was money well spent? When there is no food, will you eat the money? When there is nothing left, will you still think this is funny? Remember, I warned you. I hope I opened your eyes so the world really gets better before it's too late to realize. Please spread the word. Please spread the word.
When it actually gets out, the kind of restructuring of society and the system that truthers are looking for, that people know we need, is what can happen and what will happen and what must happen if this truth gets out. Because this is huge. It is the truth. I guarantee anyone who's never heard of this before, look into the flat earth. The earth is flat, just like it appears on the horizon. The earth is motionless, just as you feel motionless. Everything in the sky revolves around us, just as it appears if you look up and use your own eyes, your own senses. Everything that your senses tell you is what's happening. But you've been fed a false system. You've been shown CGI images with a ball earth with a horizon that curves. You've been shown more CGI images with a ball earth that spins. You've been shown planets that spin like billiard balls around each other. Many different directions at many different speeds simultaneously. You've been shown all these things in CGI format. You've had Freemasons lie to you and tell you they've seen it for themselves, but you've never seen it for yourself. You've just been lied to and shown pictures, and you believe those. It's not science. Science, in fact, shows that the Earth is flat and motionless. And there are hundreds upon hundreds of proofs and experiments that have been repeated throughout history for hundreds of years, but you haven't been taught them in school because they don't want you to be taught that in school. They show you a spinning globe on your first day and tell you that gravity keeps water and buildings and people stuck to the bottom of that thing, and they repeat it until you believe it, your parents believe it, your grandparents believe it. 500 years ago, people were believing it.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin.